The scenery might be a little different for the Broncos at Super Bowl 50, but Denver is bringing the familiar comforts of home through their food.
Grab some of the spinach from you guys real fast.
With a plan developed by team nutritionist Brian Snyder.
We try and keep everything the same. Keep the buffet the same. We do juicing. We do shakes in the morning. We keep our routines exactly the same. So that means the buffet from the eggs to the hash browns, turkey bacon, everything when the players come in is just like as if they were at home. We even flew out one of our chefs to cook omelets in the morning, Alfredo. So he knows everybody's omelets. He knows all the coaches' omelets. So players come in, coaches come in, and Alfredo gets them taken care of just like at home.
My first surprise came, you know, from when I came out of college. And we had like a few sessions about food and diet. And I didn't know it was that important, you know, because all we, you know, in college you just ate what you could. And, you know, you ate fast food all the time. Once you cross that threshold, they start talking about nutrition and things to keep your body right and keep you fueled right.
You know, everything here is, you know, top of the line. So whatever you need, you know, Broncos gonna get you right.
Getting the players right has a lot to do with Snyder's philosophy, which, like any good game plan, includes balance.
We really focus on lean proteins, healthy sugars, healthy carbohydrates, but honestly, everything in moderation. We do throw them a bone every once in a while. We'll do some cookies, we'll do some brownies here and there, but as we get closer to game time, we try and cut that back and go for more of the healthy options and healthy carbohydrates.
Welcome back to Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport. Our thanks to team nutritionist Brian Snyder for taking us behind the scenes this week. That was a great, great inside look to see, you know, what the players are eating, how they're getting fueled up. We have the chance to kind of see that. You guys, of course, do not. So I'm glad that the fans at home got a chance to see what the players are actually taking in before they hit the field.
Well, if you think about it, the Denver Broncos have picked up from Denver and moved the whole operation here. This time they brought Alfredo, one of our cooks.
Love that guy.
Yeah, we all love Alfredo. All the departments are operating, you know, remotely from here. So all the departments have done a really great job. Operations, equipment, strength staff, everybody's been here doing a great job all week long.
And one of the things, position groups on the field that has been especially fueled up this week has been the group of the running backs in Mace.
They have been fueled up.
Yes. They have
been fueled up.
They got those beat shakes to get them ready to go.
Yes.
Mace, that running back position group, I should say, that starts with Eric Studisville, the running backs coach, and he's done a fantastic job.
Yeah, especially in being one of the coaches who remained from John Fox's staff, him along with James Craig, Tyke Tolbert, and Clancy Barone. But Studisville, I mean, he goes back, of course, to the 2010 season when he worked on Josh McDaniels' staff and then was the interim head coach and did such a terrific job of guiding the Broncos late in what was a lost season, a team that frankly had lost its way in a lot of ways. And Studisville really was the guy who got this organization pointed in the right direction before John Elway came aboard and took over. So, you know, tremendous job, and he continues to do a tremendous job. One of the league's best running backs coaches, a true teacher of the position, and you can see players getting better and better with him over time.
And the one thing that the running backs really talk about is that how helpful he was in the transition from John Fox to Gary Kubiak coming in. You know, John Fox had his way. Gary Kubiak obviously has his way that he thinks about running the football. And it really helped to have Eric Studisville there making that transition. He already knew what the players' strengths were. He was able to communicate with Kubiak. And we know that the head coach really trusts Studisville as to which running back should be in there at certain times. Anderson comes in, Hillman comes in. So he's really been influential in which running back is out there. And the other thing that the guys really appreciate is that Coach Studisville cares about them as the person and not just the player.
They've done a great job this year, and we've needed both of them at separate times. And so they both embrace the fact that we need both of them. They both have an important role in this, and the success that we've had so far and will continue to have this weekend, I think, is going to be, you know, attributed to both of them, not just one of them.
What have you seen from those two guys pushing each other to get better?
Well, they're incredibly competitive. They both want to be good, but I think they both realize that they need the other one and we need both of them to have success. You got to have more than one guy now to last the entire season, particularly when you play this long into February. You know, guys get banged up, and it's helped having both of them throughout the whole year.
Obviously, that's the only coach that I've been with, and, you know, he's helpful. You know, he gives you tips, reminders, and, you know, shows you the keys, and he's a very supportive guy, and, you know, that's all you can ask for a coach.
I mean, Eric Studeville has been a big part of my success, you know, last year making a Pro Bowl, coming in, having a job my rookie year, and staying on the roster, and then this year just, you know, having some games that I've had. I mean, he's been a huge success and a huge part. He knows me well, we communicate well, and we're always on the same page. I mean, I couldn't start my career better off than with Coach Studeville.
Just the fact that I'd been around these guys and had them for a few years, that I could give them an accurate evaluation of who they were on and off the field, the kind of work ethic that they brought, the talent that they had, what they were good at, what they weren't, and where we needed to improve still, and that it was still a work in progress, and I wanted to stay around and be part of that process.
And talking to C.J. Anderson there, he said that he thinks of Coach Studeville as really like a father-type figure for him, really cares about what's going on in his personal life as well as obviously on the field.
Well, that running game group is going to be instrumental in the Broncos game against the Panthers tomorrow. A lot of people have their own opinions, Mace. We've heard a lot of predictions. What have you been hearing, and do you like what you hear?
I tend not to care too much about what is said. I mean, granted, the consensus is that the Panthers are going to win from most pundits. I'm going with 24-20 Broncos, and I'm sticking with it. And part of it is because Carolina has not seen a defense that is as good in as many places as Denver's defense is. Seattle has, you know, one good cornerback, but they don't have three good cornerbacks, for instance. So that's one of the reasons why the Seahawks struggled against the Panthers. Denver's depth at corner, their safeties, the quality up front, they've got arguably the best pair of three technique defensive ends in the league, and then Miller and Ware on the outside edge rushing, and also being disciplined and not letting Cam Newton get outside of contain. This is something that Carolina hasn't faced, and I think it's going to be enough for the Broncos to win.
Well, as Mace said, plenty of people have their own opinions as to what's going to happen on Sunday. We found a couple of local guys, however, this week who think the outcome might be a little different.
Broncos win the game 31-26. I think the Panthers are a good enough team to put points on the board, but I do believe that Peyton Manning is going to be a star in this game.
Broncos win. You know, I really believe that our strength of our game has been all season was the defense. But the offense has got some great stuff in store, and I just know we're going to win the game 24-17, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I like the Broncos. I haven't come up with my score yet, but I do. I like the Broncos. I think their defense is playing too well right now. Carolina Panthers haven't seen a defense like us, and I think in the end, the defense will win the Super Bowl for us.
Go Broncos, baby. I don't know. I tell you what, you're going to get their best shot. You know, the Super Bowl is about players making plays, and, you know, it doesn't matter what your record is going into this. Whoever plays the best on Sunday is going to be the Super Bowl champ. I think this team's ready to rock.
Completely unbiased predictions there from all of those guys. They have no affiliation in their past to the Denver Broncos whatsoever. But our thanks to Alfred, Eddie Mack, Brandon, and Rod for those predictions. Phil, your take on a prediction.
Well, Mace says that a lot of people are taking the Panthers, not Jimmy Fallon's puppies right, that he rolls out there. So I'm kind of with them. I really think that the Broncos have played close games all season long. Why should this one be any different? I think that it'll be close. It'll be with the Broncos' defense on the field late, and they've made the play all season long. Why won't they make the play again? I see a tight game somewhere in the 20s with the Broncos just squeaking out a win.
Yeah, it's been a great week all week long here in Santa Clara. Mace, just a couple of things from you about the great crew that we work with. It's taken a village to get us on the air, and our special thanks to them for sure.
Yeah, fantastic job from the guys back in the control room that was set up here at the Marriott Santa Clara. They, you know, did a tremendous job. And also, guys back in Denver, you know, back at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, we've got a crew there in the control room that's helped set things up. So really, it like you said, it's taken a village. It's taken a village in two cities to make this happen. And I think a tremendous collection of shows that we've done. And don't forget, we're going to be live on the field Sunday before the game, as always.
Definitely a special group of people that we work with, for sure.
Mace, I heard you have a little special surprise here for us.
Well, it's the end of the week.
It's Yeah, it is.
We got one more show to celebrate. Hey, this is the last show.
Let the camera zoom out. Let the camera zoom out a little bit here and
there
see what
Mace
has on here.
We are by a pool, so why not take advantage of said pool?
We're gonna end with a splash, aren't we, Mace?
Yes, we've been making a splash all week. Why not have it be literal, not just metaphorical?
Mace, where are you going? Wait, Mace, what are you doing?
Oh, we're going to really end with a splash right here. Oh, Mace is headed towards the pool. He's been talking about this all week long. Oh, there he is. He's got the wave going. Oh, there he goes, Phil. Oh, he's jumping in the pool. Is he going to go cannonball? What is he going to go? Oh, he's taking off the shades. He's taking off the shades. Surveying the pool.
Where are you going? What are you looking for the diamond?
Where is Mace headed?
I think he's jumping away from the kids.
Well, that would be a good idea. Oh, there
he's
we go.
He's going down to 5 feet.
Getting some depth. Oh, he's got the hands out. He looks ready to go. Oh, that's awesome.
I can't believe Mace did that.
No, he's got the legs to pull that off. We do not.
Yes. Well, it has been a very special week, as we talked about a little bit before. We mentioned that there's been the crew there back in Denver. They've been doing a great job all season long. So this has been our final show here. It's been Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport. Want to thank Andrew Mason for jumping in the pool and his analysis all week long.
Going to have the Super Bowl show, though, on Sunday.
We will have the pregame Super Bowl show, roughly about 2 hours, I think it's going to be, maybe a little bit earlier than that. Before the game there, so we'll have all the analysis. Special thanks to Matt. It's been fun doing this all week long, right?
Hey, yeah. Way to go, buddy. We made it to Friday.
We've had a lot of fun, and I'm Phil Milani, but like we said, there's been a huge crew here on the ground. We have Austin Brink, Nick Young, Spencer Millard, Pat Jordan, Jeremy Wecker, our outstanding producer, Mike Bonner. We've had a lot of fun, and like May said, there's been a crew back in Denver. They've been really working hard. We want to mention them. Russ Jenish, Andrew Harris, Brian Burl, Ives back there in the studio in Denver being able to bring you all of our content. Also, Aaron Gunning and Aaron Fabus, they were out there. Dan Johnson also helping out. Two of those guys have come out here to help. So it's been a lot of production, all our hands on. Of course, Scott Ward has been pushing out our stuff socially. So
great job, guys.
It's taken a village to do it, and we really appreciate all the hard work. Okay, that's going to do it for us for the final time here at the Team Hotel in Santa Clara. We'll see you on Super Bowl Sunday. That's been Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport.